The Ferd Show.
All right, so we have been talking about Mel Gibson. Another recording has been posted. This time it is 8 minutes of Mel Gibson basically threatening to kill his girlfriend, Oksana, saying that she deserved to be punched in the face. There are a ton of curse words in here. We've obviously bleeped them all out, but it's a pretty violent...
It's intense.
Rage-filled phone conversation where he's just clearly not making any sense. But I mean, this is very, very intense.
I'm sleeping with a baby. I'm waking up every 2 hours. I fell asleep because I was waiting for you because you weren't ready to go to jacuzzi as we agreed.
Who the cares? We agreed nothing. You agreed. You just go to the damn jacuzzi yourself. Go to the jacuzzi. It's a sin.
I was just
soul.
I didn't blame you for anything.
My soul is screaming because you
was just
have
waiting
one to
sleeping.
Join mine. You have no soul. You can't give a. I left my wife because we had no spiritual common ground. You and I have none. Zero. You won't even try.
Goodness.
Oh my God.
You don't care. You don't care.
You just enjoy insulting me. That's all.
You, I so do because you hurt me so bad.
I didn't do anything.
I
did not do anything and I apologized. Nothing.
You selfish.
I did not do anything and I apologized for nothing.
What? What?
Little John.
Stop.
You apologize for nothing?
Stop.
Well, then you're a dishonest.
Stop.
Because you need
screaming.
To apologize for a reason.
I wanted to peace. I wanted to have peace. Because
keep peace.
Because
what?
You're unbalanced.
Good enough for me, and instinctively I feel that.
You're
and I
unbalanced.
Will not be patronized by you
you're
and
unbalanced.
Your dishonesty and apologizing.
You need medication.
You apologize because you know you're wrong.
You need medication.
It's all I'll accept. And if you will not admit that, get the out. Then I will make your damn life miserable.
You need medication.
What?
You what?
Yeah.
You need medication.
I need a woman! Not a little girl with a dysfunctional. I need a woman! I don't need medication. You need a bat in the side of the head. Alright? How about that? You need a doctor. You need a brain transplant. You need a soul. I need medication. I need someone who treats me like a man, like a human being, with kindness, who understands what gratitude is because I bend over backwards with my in a knot to do it all for her, and she gives me like a sour look or says I'm mean. The is that? This is mean. Get it? You get it now? What mean is? Get it?
I think she gets it.
Wow.
Yeah,
she gets
demonic.
He stresses me out, man.
That's
and you can hear her. I said this yesterday also. She's reeling him in.
Yes.
I mean, this is not the first time that he's done this, and this is what she's decided to do is capture it and expose him. Mm-hmm. So you can hear her reeling him in. But I don't feel any sympathy for him because I'm sure she's had to live a life of this, right?
Well, I mean, she's only been with him how long?
A year. I mean, you know, officially a year.
And I repeat this, how I feel bad for his ex-wife, who he was with for 30 years.
Yeah.
Who, you know.
And his children, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a horde of children with her. I mean, he does need help. I mean, he reaches a certain point of rage, and then he goes nuts. And obviously, he's never had that treated. And, you know, and the fact that he was also an alcoholic at one point, and I don't know if he's still drinking or not, but that would make it even worse. I just cannot, I can't imagine.
The only thing he can say, the only thing to repair the damage
nothing.
Is that he's got an illness.
No.
That's the only.
Doesn't matter.
You don't
even
think?
Then,
not at this point.
No, he's too
his
old.
Forgives.
He's
you don't too
old.
Admit
he's
that.
Too old.
If he
he's
comes
done.
Out today and he says, look, I listen.
Never.
No,
no,
nothing.
He would
There's
never
nothing.
Do that.
No. No, he just told her that he would take a bat to her head.
But if he was medicated or on drugs while he said that, do you think that the public would accept that?
He would have to already be under a doctor's care, and the doctor would have to come out with him and say he has been battling this for years and we changed his medicines. That was the only way.
So.
If he comes out,
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the defense at all, because he's got nothing.
But he has to have a year's worth of doctor's care. If he comes out and says, I'm going to start seeking treatment, doesn't matter. After the fact is irrelevant.
He obviously has not had years of doctor's care. He's too old. He's too old to not have taken responsibility for himself by this point, because everybody's got issues. Everybody's got weird things in their life. But you know what? At a certain point in time, you've got to handle it, you know? And he's beyond that.
How is the dude even walking out of his house? You know, because you know, like, all eyes are going to be... It's in L.A. Everybody in L.A. is probably talking about it. How do you even walk out of your house without feeling shame?
Well, doesn't he own that whole compound? Like, he owns, like, a humongous amount of land in this whole, like, kind of compound where he lives and his kids live, and he sort of segregates
himself. He has
a
church there.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know about his church on his property?
I did hear about that, yeah.
Yeah. Also, the cops investigating Mel Gibson for the domestic violence have subpoenaed all of these audio tapes. So they've also subpoenaed a DVD that she filed with the court and is under seal. That DVD includes the audio recordings.
It sounds like he is getting what he deserves. Yeah. If she said that in the tapes earlier this morning, that you're one of these days, you're going to get yours, man. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to answer for all of this.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's just exposing him to where he has to come to terms with this, you know?
I mean, do you think there is any recovery at all whatsoever? I wonder if his fans, like if people who have loved him for years and watched his movie for years, will be able to forgive him and move on.
I would like to ask that. Let me ask that question right now. That's a good one to ask. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. You're a hardcore Mel Gibson fan. Maybe you had posters of him up when you were younger in the Lethal Weapon movies or something.
You had your Mad Max poster up on the wall.
Is there anybody today that is still as passionate a Mel Gibson fan today as you were 2 days ago, that you can separate his personal stuff from his professional stuff?
You say 2 days ago. I just think he's had a decline since his first tirade. Like, I'm shocked there'd be somebody 2 days ago that was a huge... I mean, because all of us in the room are huge Mel Gibson fans. I mean, he's like...
Braveheart is the movie that I would have stopped on every single time.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could say today that I could do that again.
One of the best looking men in Hollywood for years, and one of the best actors. And, I mean, yeah, it's so disappointing, you know?
Phone lines are lit up right now, so give us a couple of seconds and we'll take some of your calls. But I think there are some people that this doesn't matter.
Wow. Well, they can separate the film from the person.
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap this up with some TV news for you. Like Melissa mentioned earlier in the show, Sunday's World Cup final was watched by 24.3 million people in the U.S. on ABC. It was America's most watched soccer game of all time. And FIFA estimates that about 700 million people watched the World Cup final worldwide.
But is that really a big statistic, that the U.S. is the biggest watched U.S. soccer game? Because we don't really watch soccer.
Well, 24 million people. I think it means it's gaining popularity over time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and I think as a fan of soccer and someone that's been trying to recruit people to the sport for the last, like, 4 weeks, I'm bummed that 24 million people watched that crappy final.
Oh, you wanted it to be more exciting.
Yeah, because they won't watch again, right?
All right, some other TV things for you tonight. The NBA All-Star, or MLB All-Star Game, that is on Fox tonight. America's Got Talent is on NBC with the top 12. The Hills has a series finale, and The City, a second season finale on MTV. And then you can check out musical guest MIA, whose new album, Maya, is out today. She'll be the music guest on with David Letterman tonight. And stick around for the next entertainment buzz, because Angelina Jolie says they might want more kids, and she talks about the love of her life. It's coming up in the next entertainment buzz on The Burt Show.
All right, one Burt Show listener sort of sympathizes with
one.
Mel Gibson.
Come
on. We got one.
We got one.
Let's hear him out. Hey, Derek, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Actually, it's Eric. But it's not so much that I sympathize. I actually kind of feel for the guy, because I have family members that have mental illness they're dealing with. I think that's what's happening here.
Really?
I agree.
I think this guy's got rage issues. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked by the video. Like, when I first saw it on Twitter, Joe Rogan's laughing about, dude, this guy's flipped, he's lost his mind. I'm like, okay, Hollywood, you know, what's new? But then I actually had a chance to see some of the audio, and I heard it on the radio this morning with you guys, and I'm just like, wow, this is almost like a page out of, you know, some of the relatives I've dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, on one hand, as a man, I'm like, dude, get a pair and get over it. You're flipping out over something you don't need to flip out over. Then the flip side is, see, then I can come out at her, because, yeah, she's reeling them in. And I almost feel like she's kind of baiting him.
She is, but she's gone totally through a year of this.
She's trying to expose this. Right. Now, I agree that there's some mental illness going on. I mean, I definitely agree with that. But this It reminds me of our conversation about Lindsay Lohan. Mel Gibson and Lindsay Lohan, to me, are the same person because mm-hmm. they're in Hollywood. They've been protected for so long. Mm-hmm. And Mel Gibson has not been pressured or pushed or whatever to get help for his mental illness, just like Lindsay Lohan is not taking responsibility for herself. Mm-hmm. It's almost as if these people who are in a privileged position can't function in normal society.
I think there are a lot of people with Derek Eric's attitude
that, he's going to lose it on you.
That would say that if he came out tomorrow and said, or a doctor like Jeff said, came out and said, yes, he has a mental illness, then people in the long run would forgive him for what he's doing right now.
I don't know. I think the difference when Melissa was making the Lindsay Lohan comparison, I understand what you're saying in those similarities, but she is just hurting herself, right? She keeps getting in trouble with the law. She's going to have to go to prison, whatever. She's hurting herself. He's being abusive to not only his girlfriend, but also when she was holding their daughter. I mean, he's being, you know, emotionally and verbally, and it sounds like allegedly physically abusive to this other person.
I have never heard that kind of physical abuse before in my life. Mm. It's shocking to hear that kind of physical abuse.
You mean verbal abuse?
I mean
abuse?
Verbal abuse. Okay. I've never heard anything like that in my life.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that happens so much.
Laura, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
Good. I'm never going to go see another Mel Gibson movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
It's done, right?
I have, you know, mental illness in my family. I empathize with that if that's what's happening. But he can hold himself together enough to put multi-million-dollar movies out there. Then he can hold himself together not to do something like that. And in my opinion, I would feel it's my moral obligation personally not to support someone who is like that. And I realize that people in Hollywood have their demons and have their problems, and I'm sure there are a lot of movies that I've seen with actors that have bigger problems that I don't know about, but this one's out there in the public. I don't feel right supporting him at this point because I'm not going to give him my money when he's behaving that way.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one. I mean, to suspend reality, which is really what you have to do when you go into a movie anyway, that's going to be real tough to do.
Well, and I disagree with her that he keeps himself together to make these blockbuster movies. That's where his team is. All his life, that's where his team has been. His agent that was with him for so long that we talked about who passed away. I mean, there are people who have had to hold him together to get through those movies.
Yeah, and probably aren't really shocked by what's happening right now.
Get it. The Burt Show.